Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to The Thoughtscape, exploring the mind. Your daily dose of insightful conversations, thought-provoking ideas, and captivating stories. I am your host, Isha, and I am thrilled to have you joining us today. In this fast-paced world, where information is at our fingertips, we often find ourselves craving a deeper connection, a platform where we can explore the fascinating intricacies of life, expand our horizons, and engage with topics that truly matters. That's exactly what this podcast is all about. Each week, we will delve into a diverse range of topics, from science and technology to arts and culture, from personal growth and well-being to social issues, from self-love to relationship advices and everything in between. We believe that knowledge is power, and through meaningful conversations, we can enlighten ourselves and positively impact the world around us. But this podcast isn't about facts and figures, it's about people. Together, we will delve into their experiences, learn from the wisdom, and gain fresh perspective that challenges our preconceptions. Whether you are commuting to work, going for a job, or simply looking for a moment of inspiration, this podcast aims to be your companion on the journey of exploration. It's a place where you can laugh, think, and perhaps even shed a tear as we navigate the complexities of life and uncover the beauty that lies within. So buckle up, because we are about to embark on an incredible adventure together. We will navigate the vast landscapes of knowledge, engage in captivating conversations, and ignite the spark of curiosity within each of us. Welcome to Thoughtscape. Let's explore the world together. Now, let's get started with the very first episode of The Thoughtscape. In this episode, we are going to talk about the art of resilience. Life is full of challenges, setbacks, and unexpected twists and turns. How we navigate these obstacles and bounce back from adversity defines our resilience. It's the ability to adapt, preserve, and grow stronger in the face of adversity. In this episode, we will explore the art of resilience from various perspectives. We will delve into the psychology behind resilience and the factors that contribute to its development. In the face of life's inevitable challenges, some individuals seem to possess an unwavering strength that allows them to navigate adversity with grace and determination. They embody the art of resilience, an innate ability to bounce back, adapt, and grow stronger in the face of setbacks. But what is resilience, and how can we cultivate this transformative quality within ourselves? Firstly, I'll shower my thoughts on the art of resilience, exploring its definition, components, and the techniques to develop and embrace it in our lives. What is resilience? Resilience is the ability to withstand and recover from difficult or traumatic experiences. It's not an inherent trait possessed by a selected few, but rather a skill that can be nurtured and cultivated by anyone. It's not like only I can do it or you can, but anyone in the world can do it. It requires a strong mind and willpower to overcome from the traumatic experiences. Resilience encompasses emotional, mental, and physical aspects, enabling individual to navigate challenges and emerge stronger on the other side. Now, you all must be clear what exactly the resilience is, but there are other important elements that affect your resilience. Only a strong person with determination and willpower can practice resilience. The first and most important thing in resilience is a positive mindset. Without a positive mindset, you cannot do anything in life. Resilience begins with a positive outlook. It involves reframing setbacks as opportunities for growth, embracing optimism, and focusing on solutions rather than dwelling on problems. See, what I feel is failures are important, but you can't hold on to a thing. You should keep moving forward without looking back. Failures don't make you weak. Rather, it gives you a sense of responsibility to get up and work harder for yourself. See, I started a business 2 years back, but it didn't work out as I expected it to, but I didn't give up. Although I was shattered because I thought I let my parents down and they trusted me with this, but it didn't happen. I didn't give up on this. I worked on myself and gained more confidence and experience. And now I'll work harder to achieve my goals. A positive mindset empowers individuals to approach challenge with a sense of possibility and determination. What I feel is positivity completely changes our outlook towards everything in the world. A negative person would always see faults and mistakes in everything, and he cannot do anything in life. With this, we know that a positive mindset is necessary, but it's not the only thing that affects our resilience. There are many other elements that would affect your resilience. The next element is adaptability. Resilience involves the ability to adapt to changing circumstances. It requires flexibility and the willpower to adjust one's approach when they are facing difficulties. People who can adapt to the changing environment can easily understand that changes is inevitable and embrace it as an opportunity for growth. In this ever-changing world, one should be able to mold himself according to the dynamic nature, whether it be technological advancement, economic or social change. With this, people can easily turn their failures into success. Embracing adaptability and flexibility can elevate personal growth. It improves the way of thinking and their way to solve a problem. A person can see alternate perspectives on a problem and deal with them in the most effective way. By being open to new experiences, perspectives, and challenges, individuals can broaden their knowledge, skills, and ability. This continuous learning and growth contribute to personal and professional success. After focusing on the positive mindset and the flexibility to adapt themselves according to the dynamic nature, you should also focus on emotional and social support. Resilience entails effectively managing emotions in the face of adversity. It involves recognizing and understanding emotions, practicing self-compassion, and developing healthy coping mechanisms to navigate difficult emotions. Emotional regulation allows individuals to maintain clarity, make rational decisions, and preserve them through challenging times. It helps an individual with effective coping techniques to handle stress and anxiety. Like, you know, I've seen many of my friends suffering from stress about their future and their studies and whatnot. See, you all must be thinking that you know all these things, but do you guys implement these things in your life? Knowing several things in life and actually implementing those things in life are two different things. It takes a lot of time to implement things in life. So I would suggest that no matter what life gives you, where it takes you, you should live by your rules. Building and maintaining supportive relationships provide individuals with a sense of belonging, encouragement, and a network to lean on during tough times. Social support acts as a buffer against stress, fostering resilience by creating a support system that offers emotional, practical, and moral assistance. Most importantly, it also depends on your company and how you deal with different things. The choice of people you make friends with matter a lot. Everyone will be around you in your good times, and it takes a true friend who will stand by your side when no one else does. In life, you will have 2-3 good friends who will support you no matter how bad things are. Being social and friendly doesn't mean that you get to open up with everyone and tell them all your secrets. Rather, it means that being flexible around a certain group of people and molding yourself accordingly. You don't have to accept everything they say. You have to put your opinion in front, but in a positive way, and listen to what other person is trying to convey. In my life, I have had a friend for past 88 years, and we still have the same bond. It's not like we talk daily or there weren't any sort of misunderstandings or grudges, but in friendship, you neglect certain things to keep that friendship intact. Now we both know that we are busy in our lives and we can't talk daily, but still the friendship would remain the same. We will still do all those silly stuffs that we did 8 years ago, but now when she actually needs me, I will be there for her. I will be supporting her whenever she needs me. But yes, no matter how many people I came across in my life, she is going to be my go-to person. I just know that she is sitting beside me, and even if we are not talking, I will be the happiest. So, by this, I just wanted to tell you that making friends and choosing your company wisely matters a lot, because without having a good friend, you can't achieve what you want to achieve in your life. I feel like having a good company that would support you when you need them and even scolds you when you are wrong is very necessary for your own personal growth. Now, the most important thing that we all need to listen in this podcast is, how can we cultivate it? How can we practice resilience and implement it in our real life? That's a big question, guys. See, it's easy for anyone to come up and talk about resilience and the social and mental aspects related to it. But it's not that easy when you actually try it in your real life. There is a huge difference between speaking and actually implementing things in life. It's not like I am applying all those things and I'm perfect or something, but now I know that I have started to work on myself, and I will focus more on my mental and personal health rather than just having a pep talk. So, after doing all the research and listening to the experiences of few people, I have come to a point now where I understand the importance of resilience, and for this, there are strategies that need to be followed and practiced. The foremost step is to practice mindfulness. It basically means that mindfulness cultivates present moment awareness and equips individual with the ability to respond rather than react to challenging situations. Engaging in mindfulness practices such as meditation, deep breathing exercises, or journalizing helps to develop resilience by fostering a calm and focused mind. A calm and focused person can achieve more in life rather than an aggressive person. So for this, make sure every day you wake up and at least do meditation for 15 minutes. This will help you calm your mind and even give you a wider aspect of what you want and how you want to achieve things in your life. Once you make this your habit, you will automatically start seeing the results. To develop and cultivate resilience, one should also be aware about himself. Just take time and understand your strengths, weaknesses, and trigger points. Just keep going through your past experiences and focus on how you overcome those harsh challenges. One should be aware of how he has overcome his things and taken a step forward. By recognizing your abilities and areas for growth, you can build a solid foundation for resilience. There is a one famous quote that you all must have listened to. When life gives you lemon, juice them up, plant the seeds, and throw the rind back at life. To move forward in life, you don't look back at the difficulties. Those will eventually pass away with time. Focus on the good. Embrace a growth mindset by reviewing setbacks as opportunities for learning and personal development. Emphasize efforts and the beliefs that abilities can be developed. Embracing a growth mindset encourages resilience by enabling individuals to seek setbacks as temporary and to persist in the face of obstacles. Like I said above, that these are not the only things. A good friend and your company matters a lot. Building a network of support is vital for resilience. Surround yourself with positive, uplifting individuals who encourage your growth and well-being. You must seek guidance from mentors, therapists, or support groups when needed. Sharing your experiences and challenges with others fosters resilience by providing different perspectives, advice, and emotional support. So with this, we come to an end. Just would love to say that the art of resilience is a transformative journey that empowers individuals to navigate life's challenges with strength, adaptability, and determination. By cultivating a positive mindset, embracing adaptability, regulating emotions, and fostering social support, we can develop and embody resilience in our lives. Remember that resilience is not avoiding adversity, but rather harnessing the power within it to overcome and grow from it. So whether you are facing a personal setback, navigating a difficult phase in your life, or simply looking to enhance your adversity, this episode is for you. Get ready to be inspired and equipped with practical tools to navigate life's challenges with grace and strength. Thank you for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe and share it with others who may find it valuable. We will be back soon with more empowering conversations and insightful topics. Until then, remember that resilience is a skill we all can cultivate. Take care. Bye-bye.